Check, is this thing on? Welcome to Seeing Sounds. This is the show about all things art and life from restless minds and weirdos, brought to you by Static Art and Life. I am your host, Jay Ray. You can catch us online at seeingsoundsradio.com or on social media at Seeing Sounds. That is at AT Seeing Sounds. So as with every show, I have a guest. I actually have two people in the studio, but it's one guest. Jimmy and June is an American musical duo specializing in Negroidio contemporary art pop. The members are Jimmy G. Niles and June Franklin, two singer-songwriter producers based right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And their music is as polarizing and diverse as the city it was born in, ranging from ratchet twerk anthems, of course, to gospel-like pop anthems. This is all very true. The goal of Jimmy and June Project is simultaneously lofty and pragmatic. Make dope art. Their new project, The Outlaw Class, is out now. You can get it from their website. That's jimmyandjune.com. And I am welcoming Jimmy G and June to the show. Welcome.
Woo! Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Yo. So I'm going to, there is this, okay, so I was listening to the album.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about, because there's a lot of layers, right?
There are.
And okay, so there's this thing I call the consciousness prism. So you have like a triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, we're kind of on one side of it, like that left-hand side, for like a long time. And mm-hmm. then it's like, we get sucked into the middle when we're trying to wake up,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and we play in there. And then we come out on the other side.
Hmm.
Okay, so your music is like what is happening in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like throwing stuff out so that the people on the left want to come in. And then the people on the right are like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
with what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a clear commitment to individuality of the two of you in the group, in the collective, right?
Mm-hmm.
What makes the group work? What makes it work?
I can answer. I think what makes the group work is we're both fans of each other. So it's like he'll create. A lot of times the process is he'll be the catalyst, like mm-hmm. with the landscape or the soundscape. And I'll hear something, or maybe he'll even have an idea. You know, just words, you know, anything. And I'll feed on that. And he likes what I do. And he'll be like, can you, you know, do some of that thing that you do, you know? And we like what each other does and respect nice. What each other does. So I think that's why it works. Because mm-hmm. we're definitely kind of different, seemingly, you know. But we also have a lot of the same influences, and think the same, have a lot of the same worldviews. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot.
No, you're good.
What do you think? I mean,
no, I mean you pretty much nailed it. You know, I think. I think the thing that makes it work is the difference. What she may do and what I might do might just be totally different. But like you say, like you look, oh yeah, this, you know, there's just trying to really just throwing out the rule book. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And just like, yo, let's try some,
you pull know, different things out different of each things. Other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I've done things like vocally experimented, you know, on this project, mm-hmm. and so have you, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. in ways mm-hmm. that we probably wouldn't been pushed to do right. without working with each other. So, yeah.
when you both met each other.
When I first saw you. Okay, that's right.
Yes. It. Okay. Was it what was that energy like? What was that energy like? Because you know, even being here in the space and it's very clear that you are just kindred spirits. What was that? What was that like when you first met each other?
Oh, yeah. you know, it was. It was wild because, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know,
just tell what you thought I was gonna be like.
Okay, well, okay. Like I'm gonna tell you like this. Okay. I like to, up until recently, I just like to you know stay in solitude, create by myself, you know, do my thing, mm-hmm. what I do. And so the way we met, we were meeting for to do some music for
the Eternal,
vampire episode thing, and what the fuck was that? oh yeah, we met at the place.
Yeah, Malik Salam reached out to both of us.
Malik Salam reached out to both of us, and we were to meet together and collaborate. Mm-hmm. Now, being a person who doesn't really didn't like to work, you know, like that. You know, I really wasn't that enthused. You know what I'm saying? I wanted, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, you know, like, I didn't, you know, I was just like, well, shoot, you know, hey, whatever, you know? And, I saw the picture and I was like, oh, okay. She has a guitar. She's cute. Yeah, she's cute. Yeah, you know, this who can happen. Wait a minute. I went, you know, did a little scroll, checked it out, and mm-hmm. I seen her. She had something she was doing for the news thing. And I was like, oh. She's, you know what I'm saying? This isn't anything that's gonna have to be forced.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, oh, well, so I'm going up in there like, oh, you know, okay, wow, you know. And I was like nervous, and I remember I had on. Anyway, that's some stupid shit I had on.
On some shorts and a Nirvana t-shirt.
And a Nirvana t-shirt.
Nice, from Nevermind or In Utero.
Nevermind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, you know, I was just so nervous a little bit. But then it was just like, once we got over the initial hump, you know, of meeting each other, it was like, oh, okay, let's work.
So he said he saw my picture with the guitar and having locks, and he thought I was just gonna be just
like a hippie kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I am in some ways, but yeah. I'm from Oakland, so mm-hmm.
the Bay,
mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so you know, like you mm-hmm. kind of grow up very well rounded, mm-hmm. like you know, like. You don't get to be just one, you know, just by osmosis. You're exposed to so many things that, like, you know, it's not foreign for you to be grow up on Too Short, but mm-hmm. grow up, you know, learning, you know, Black is Beautiful, Free Huey, you know,
right.
to this day, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, well, mm-hmm. the gentrification that's happening, I don't know.
Everywhere. You
know, everywhere.
We'll get into Atlanta,
that's
too.
That's a whole other thing. But, yeah, like, we met, we were supposed to meet a couple different times. He had his perception. He thought I was going to be like some hippie, you know. I thought he was going to be one of these, like, sit in the park, like, vibe. I did my research, just like he did, and I was like, oh, God. Because I like to, like, you know, like to just sit and, like, okay, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know, we're writing, you know, blah, 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 you know, up until this point. And so I looked at him, and I was like, oh, man, he's just going to want to vibe, smoke or
thinking
something.
I'm trying to crack all the
I was like, I don't have time for that.
I'm like, you know, your shit is cool, you know.
Let's work. I didn't know, you know, so neither one of us knew what we were looking at, mm-hmm. you know. But when we finally met, it was just like, oh, you know, as soon as I saw him, I was like, you know, and then when I heard his music, I was like, I told another friend of mine, I was like, I think he has what I've been looking for.
Ta-da! In a bird cage with a 12-gauge, we ain't standing over mac and cheese, cause we think that with pilgrims, spending legs and jeans, we ain't worried about these people. Mama still working brown bag like a new kid. Huh. I ain't made it yet, I'm starting to wonder. I ain't made it yet, and I'm starting to wonder. Hey girl, hey you there. Maybe we could be friends, maybe we should be friends till the end. Don't worry about what they say over there. Shouldn't care, huh? I ain't made it yet, and I'm starting to wonder. I ain't made it yet, and I'm starting to wonder. I ain't made it yet, and I'm starting to wonder. Wonder. Looking for a job, I ain't heard nothing back. Went to the interview, ain't heard nothing back. Gave up the smoke, I ain't heard nothing back. Cut my hat low, I ain't heard nothing back. Khaki pants on, I ain't heard nothing back. Spoke to King English, I ain't heard nothing back. That's off my church shoes, I ain't heard nothing back. I laughed at the jokes, I ain't heard nothing back. Resume tight, I ain't heard nothing back. I ain't made it yet, I'm starting to wonder. I ain't made it yet, I'm starting to wonder.
There is this very two-spiritedness to the work. And it's not just because of who you are individually, mm-hmm. it's another thing. It is spiritual that mm-hmm. you can hear. So you have this masculine energy and this feminine energy, and they're coexisting in this way that is very individual, but is like, oh no. This is human mm-hmm. in a way. Can you talk about your collaboration process and how it has evolved? Because I imagine it has evolved, like, for each of you individually. So if you could talk about what it's like for you, what was it like for you, Jimmy, and what it was like for you, June, and now what you guys do together.
Okay.
You started out.
Our collaboration actually started out pretty naturally, like mm-hmm. everything. Like once we got past our perceptions of each other and actually met mm-hmm. and like it was like, okay, we're gonna work together, it flowed pretty easily. I think the first song we did was it The Americans?
Or it just
evolved from talking, mm-hmm. you know, like him talking about an experience that he had. And then putting on the music and then just, you know, me just kind of singing, you know, what I felt based on the concept mm-hmm. that, you know, or the ideas that he'd been tossing around. And so at the beginning, a lot of our work was very kind of almost stream of consciousness, you know, mm-hmm. like Mama's on that Molly, you know, mm-hmm. I think we both were like sick as a dog and like, just, you know, just started just, you know, going in, you know, yeah. just like, mm-hmm. you know.
A lot of it came out of like, too, really like throwing out the book, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because we had both done projects, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and, you just like, you look around and like the way things are opened up, it's like, yo, there's infinite possibilities. Mm-hmm. We're we're black people. So why don't we just really just take everything that we feed from in a musical sense and the black experience and the human experience, you know, and just let it come out of us and just let's see how it works. And that, that's really, it just came out of really, out of, that's what the whole like, concept with the fuck it then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Fuck it then. You know, fuck it then.
You know? Like we've both tried to do, you know, like, both been misunderstood or have tried to adhere to, you know, fit into some idea of what somebody thought we should be. And it's like, and it didn't work, you know, or I shouldn't say it didn't work, but there's always, somebody always has something to say.
Always.
You're never going to please everyone. You better please yourself. You know, it's like, you know,
fuck it then.
Fuck it then.
Fuck it then.
You know, like, you know, like, okay, well, let me just do what comes out. What comes? Let me just say what I really think. You know.
So the Outlaw Class. Before we go there. Okay, confession. I don't like holiday songs. Two, I love Everyday Holiday. I was so happy to, that song felt really fucking good. Like it just felt really good and it felt really earnest. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming up with like a holiday song that I think more people should hear. So I'm gonna be like talking a lot of shit about everything. Even though you're probably like, oh my God, that song is like so long ago, but I don't care. I'm gonna talk about it like for a lot.
Like people sitting around, you know, like, it's not an anti-holiday song per se, but it's like more just a human human song. Like that's what we do. You know, like that's what we do. We don't really, you're not going to get the hitting you over the head kind of direct kind of like, you know, wake up all the teachers. Like, that's not necessarily, I mean, you could someday, I mean, who knows, but in general, we try to grab from the human experience, you know, as it relates to this moment or, or in time, you know?
So thank you both for that, giving the world that tune. So the Outlaw Class, sounds like a soundtrack to a movie that we've never heard. Are either of you into film? Like for this film inspire?
Yes. Okay. Let me say like, Melvin Van Peebles, his whole thing, you know, his whole thing. Killer of Sheep, Charles Burnett, you know what I'm saying? His kind of aesthetic. Quentin Tarantino. Taxi Driver. Scorsese. You know what I'm saying? Like, Grand Theft Auto video games. You know what I'm saying? You know. Soul music, sweetness, all of that combined. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't know. What am I talking about?
You got went into all of your inspirations right there.
Like, what the hell?
You like,
where, what are we talking about?
I think, but here's what I love. Here's what I love about what just happened. That is what listening to the Outlaw Class sounds like. It is like the internal, the internalizing of all of those influences coming out in a musical fashion. But to the listener, you're like, I want to see, like, I want to see, like, I could visualize what was happening or make up in my mind what it was. And that's dope. Because we don't, there are people that are doing it, but I feel like what I felt like listening to this was that I had to pay attention to it because it was stuff running through my head that I needed to finish watching. So I love that you went there because it was like all of that is what the Outlaw Class sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. So when you go and you buy it.
Yes, when you go and you buy it.
When you go and you buy it. And to that point, right? So, so as this was coming, so I'm trying to figure out how I got familiar with the work. I think it was just through Facebook stuff.
Okay.
And I saw like a little clip And I love little video clips that be like, ooh, I don't know what that is, but I want to know what that is. And I think it was like a thing like that. And I'm like, oh, this record is coming. So when you were promoting it, it was very much like, listen, I want black people to hear this. I want black folk to hear it. So you made this record for black people, like 2016 black folk. And, you know, like everybody who's here like right now and who's gone on before us. And it's protest music. So can you talk to me just from your perspectives, and this is really like free flowing or whatever, like where we are as black folk, what's your perspective on where we are right now as black people, and kind of how your music fits into where we are right now?
Wow.
It's a deep question.
It is a deep question. I mean, in a lot of, like, one thing that we've talked about is like being sort of post civil rights era as far as like what led up to that, and you know, and we're kind of the after, you know, we're the what happened, you know, like the hope and the dream of
right
of the slave, you know, if you will, and it's chaos,
right,
you know, on certain levels, you know, there's excuse me, in some ways, our supposed freedom allows us to disconnect from each other, and supports it, kind of.
Yes.
You know, supports.
It almost like it needs it to, it needs us to have that disconnection.
Yeah, it needs us to not see ourselves as part of a larger family, and we don't have the imminent threat necessarily of being chased down the street by dogs and a lynch mob, and so we're not living under that same kind of fear. And I don't know if that fear is what held us together, or that knowing of a specific clear enemy in a certain way was what helped us to build our community, you know, like a black community, where now we don't, the threat is not as clear.
Sudden the attention that was being paid to like these like twerking things, right? And it's like, okay, damn, you know, we've been doing this for 1,000 years. Whenever it's placed on our folk, it's a dirty thing. It's it's dirty, but everybody can capitalize off of our stuff, and there are some of us who do capitalize and do well. We did this for black people for the simple fact that we wanted to get back to a certain spiritual thing. We're not like, yo, this is for us, the feeling. And like, listen,
and to have the things that, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's fine.
To have the things that we do naturally be recognized as art.
Yes.
You know, art from us. Like, it's art when we do it, too. It's not just art when other people take it, and now it's in Vogue magazine, or now it's on the runway, or now there's a gallery show, and there's live art. No, it's art when we do it, too.
Yes.
And so that's why our thing is, you know, especially with him being a visual art. Oh.
No, this is not an album this is a testament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Look, like I say, there were some days, you know, get a little spot of liquor, mm-hmm. some to smoke, some to eat, might go to the Chinese place, get some, you know what I'm saying, bought some days, 2 Raymond cups, you know what I'm saying, might get some cabbage.
Shin bowls.
But we always had a piece of meat in the soup, didn't we?
Yeah, we always had a piece of meat in the soup.
You know what I'm saying? It was a piece of meat in the soup, you know what I'm saying? So this is... Isn't a kind of like, yo, you know, we ball, yeah, we had the joint, and that's cool. We've had fun, and it's gone from highs to lows and mm-hmm. shit. And we captured that shit as we were going through it and being black. Yeah, I'm black. I can't be that much different than you.
Yeah.
Than you. So shit, you got. It's not alien.
So I can't wait to see this record on a stage. I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know if you both know what it's going to be like yet, but...
I do. Coming from a musical theater background, as Jimmy does, and then for myself, growing up, just loving musicals and stuff, not necessarily participating as in-depth as he has, but just, you know, both of us being drawn to, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar, and, you know, Fame and all the Fosse stuff, and, you know, all of that. Inform the work, and it also is where we want to go with our stage show. Like we really, you know, you can. I mean, yeah, we'll do an acoustic stripped down, you know, or you know, or we'll go hard and get our punk rock off with, you know, a 3-piece, you know, bass guitar drums, you know, and that's cool too. But we really want to bring people an experience, you know, like the Wiz, you know, you know, Sun Ra, you know, like, yes. I mean, like, you know, kind of take it, make it a, we did a show, we were opening for Donnie, I think it was, I wasn't here during the Yin Yang Cafe days, but Jimmy was, and I remember you remarking about how different how the energy was more of a call and response, kind of a more of an interactive energy, you know, than kind of what has become the norm.
It's getting, you know, when you see a person, whether it's in a church or a spiritual practice, when somebody gets the spirit. And just letting it go, letting everything go and be free, you know.
And how that jumps on.
It literally jumps
on people.
Yes, yeah,
And to try to capture that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? And before, I don't know, the only thing that I've seen, like, get close to this kind of spiritual kind of thing that, like, oh shit, you know, it's not okay. I'm some, you know, I mean, some cheese and wine is good and be cool is cool, but I mean, but it's like, you know,
let it go,
feeling. That's not trying to be cute for nobody. I need this for myself. I'm trying to feel good. Fuck the bullshit. I'm trying to feel good for me.
Right.
Yeah. For us.
there's this renaissance happening right now. Like, Atlanta's just getting so much attention, you know, nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what's happening, like, now in terms of the scene here and... because there's opportunities that come with it. There's a lot of learning. Like, people are learning.
Yeah.
A lot of people are learning a ton. Mm-hmm. You know, I moved here 6 years ago, and mm-hmm. I started doing my art stuff, like, officially, like, 3. So I'm, like, mm-hmm. dumb new. Like, new, mm-hmm. new. Mm-hmm. And so every day is, like, an experience of just trying to be my authentic self and mm-hmm. also contribute, mm-hmm. which is a thing, yes. which is always, like... so what does that look like to me? Mm-hmm. And that's what I had to figure out this year is yeah. what does this mean to me mm-hmm. and why am I here? Mm-hmm. And this show is kind of a manifestation of that. Like, yeah. I like to do that. I like to project. Mm-hmm. I want to see other artists, like, do what, like, reach your highest whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to support that. So saying all that to say, just thoughts on Atlanta now. You know, Jimmy, you've been here a long time. Like, you've seen the scene, like, do things, and, you know, June, you know, what are your thoughts on kind of the scene now?
The scene now, I think you have a lot of different elements or mm-hmm. pockets of the scene. Mm-hmm. I think you have, there's, like, a segment where there are people who are finally, after many years of grinding, starting to yes. see, a certain level of success, and in that, you know, which is beautiful, but at the same time, there's, like, a holding on. It's like, okay, I'm finally here, so it's just us,
right?
That we're here. We're not trying to see anything new. We're mm-hmm. not trying to let anything else in, you know, because yeah. we've got to, like, really just, you know, stay with this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Even if it could be something that is complimentary or mm. would actually elevate the art that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was going to chime in to say the scene, like, before, I would say there was a certain time period. Right now, to answer the question about the scene, seems very segregated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got, you know, the EDM crowd, you got the trap crowd, you got the soul mm-hmm. crowd, you got the mm-hmm. spoken word kind mm-hmm. of people crowd, you got the whatever, rock crowd, whatever. It's everything is segmented, you know what I'm saying? I think the difference now, between now and then, and you're starting to see a lot of growth, a lot of coming with the younger generation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You start where they start, like, to mash. You might hear some punk influence mm-hmm. and some stuff, or mm-hmm. some house music influence mm-hmm. fused with this and that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff out there. Mm-hmm. It's just you know.
Yeah. I think that we're coming out of a season where maybe Atlanta had started to be known more so for just one thing.
Yes.
And moving into a season where that diversity that you kind of were able to experience mm-hmm. is going to, and it's slow going though. Mm-hmm. And as an artist, it's sort of an uphill stream because there's a lot of structure that's already in place.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's a lot of this is what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. This is who we've been doing it with, mm-hmm. you know. But if you can break out of that bubble and maybe even connect with some of the energies that are coming in,
mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be the way to kind of shake things up.
Yeah.
And create something, the next thing that's coming from Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know. I think we're kind of getting toward the end of the newness mm-hmm. aspect of the kind of trap mm-hmm. or it's either trap or, like, indie soul.
Yes.
Those are the kind of the two
mm-hmm.
things, you know what I mean? And I think we're getting nearing the end of that kind of polarized
mm-hmm.
era. I think that things are getting mixed up again.
Yes.
You know, and that's a good thing. You know,
Yeah, there's a lot of triangulation, triangulation. Mm-hmm. Things are infinite. You know what I'm saying? So to just focus on one particular kind of thing is stifling, and you know you're trying to. It's not even that what you're doing is so out of the realm of anything black or anything right. like that. It's just different.
Things are looking up, my dear. My mind's finally clear. I feel my fortune growing. You know, I think it's so sweet. You want to find the perfect gift for me for Christmas Day. But I need no excuse to show you. '65, you prove just how much you love me, baby. Every day's a holiday with you. Safe in the world in your arms, you make me feel adored. A peaceful sense of knowing. You make me wanna be sweet, reflect.
I want to commend you both for, and I know I said this earlier, but it continues to be true and it resonates, that being, because all of what you're saying is true, and being in this space and creating what you're creating actually for me is like it's very authentic to what I loved, what I used to see from the outside about the city.
Right.
I'm so grateful that you both agreed to sit down and chat with me, because I'm proud of the work that you do, and I admire it, and I thank you for it. So the Outlaw Class, you should go and buy it like while you're listening to this. If you haven't bought it yet, you could just go now. The Outlaw Class, jimmyandjune.com. You can find them on Bandcamp. So go to Bandcamp. Is it jimmyandjune.bandcamp.com?
Yep, that's exactly okay. It. And it's also available. It should be available on iTunes by the time this airs.
Perfect.
You know, for the people who, you know, don't want to support us. Don't want us to get all the money.
I want y'all to get all the money, so please go over to that Bandcamp though and get that. The Outlaw Class, please support it and support Jimmy and June, and look out on social media. Stay in touch with shows and when those happen. I will certainly make sure that, you know, on Static and all of J Ray stuff, that I keep like the people abreast about what's happening. So no problem. Thank you. So thank you, Jimmy and June, for being here with me today. Once again, the Outlaw Class is available now. Thank you all for listening. Have a good day, folk. Oh, say.